Faith in action, embracing Christ's transformative power. Today we delve into the Gospel of Mark, in particular Mark chapter 5 verses 21 to 43. This passage brings us two profound miracles, the healing of a woman with a bleeding disorder and the raising of Jairus' daughter. These stories illustrate the transformative power of faith and the boundless compassion of Christ. As we explore this passage, let's open our hearts to the lessons God wants to impart. Mark chapter 5 verses 21 to 43. Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She'd suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she'd gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "Look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me?" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." While he was still speaking to her, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, "Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just have faith." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, "Why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead, she's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened, and then he told them to give her something to eat. The desperation of faith. Jairus and the woman with a bleeding disorder both approached Jesus out of sheer desperation. Jairus, a respected synagogue leader, fell at Jesus' feet, pleading for the life of his daughter. This act of humility and desperation shows the depth of his faith and his recognition of Jesus' power. The woman who had been suffering for 12 years exhibited a desperate faith too. Despite her condition worsening after numerous treatments, she believed that merely touching Jesus' robe would heal her. Her faith was bold and risk-taking, breaking the social norms of the time to reach out to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." This verse underscores the necessity of faith as a foundation for a relationship with God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith involves not only believing in God's existence, but also trusting that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Consider the story of Corrie ten Boom, who during World War II faced immense trials in Nazi concentration camps. Despite the suffering, she held on to her faith in Jesus and said, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." Her unwavering belief in the face of fear and death is a modern illustration of the faith that Jesus calls us to. We're reminded that faith can unlock God's miraculous interventions in our lives. And this challenges us to trust Jesus deeply, believing that he can and will act according to our faith. The power of Jesus to heal. The passage illustrates the immense power of Jesus to heal both physically and spiritually. When the woman touched Jesus' robe, she was immediately healed. And Jesus recognized that power had gone out from him and acknowledged her faith, calling her daughter. In the case of Jairus' daughter, even death could not hinder Jesus' power. Despite the news of her death, Jesus reassured Jairus to have faith. He then demonstrated his authority over life and death by raising the girl from the dead. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. "But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." This prophetic verse speaks of the suffering servant, Jesus Christ, who endured punishment on our behalf. His sufferings bring us spiritual healing and restoration. Max Lucado once said, "God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile." This verse calls us to remember the cost of our redemption. It also offers assurance that through Christ's atonement, we have access to physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. Jesus' healing power assures us that no matter how difficult our journey, his transformative power can bring restoration. James chapter 5 verse 15. "Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven." James highlights the power of faithful prayer in the context of healing. He assures believers that prayers of faith can lead to physical healing and forgiveness of sins. We're encouraged to pray boldly for healing, trusting in God's power to restore. And this verse also links physical healing with spiritual wholeness, reminding us that God cares about our entire being. The call to unwavering belief. Jesus' response to Jairus when he heard of his daughter's death was, "Don't be afraid, just have faith." This command to have unwavering belief in the face of hopeless circumstances is a powerful call for us today. Faith does not eliminate fear, but calls us to trust in God despite our fears. Jesus' assurance to Jairus and his actions demonstrate that our faith should rest in his power and sovereignty. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked, "Anything is possible if a person believes." In this interaction, Jesus challenges a father's doubt by affirming the limitless possibilities that come through faith. Jesus redirects the focus from his ability to the necessity of belief. We are called to have an unshakable faith in God's ability to act. This verse, it challenges us to remove any doubt and to believe wholeheartedly in God's power to accomplish the impossible. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." The Apostle Paul reminds Timothy that fear and timidity are not from God. Instead, God equips us with power, love, and self-discipline, enabling us to live boldly and faithfully. Remember the story of David and Goliath. Despite the giant's imposing presence, David's faith in God's power gave him the courage to face Goliath. His unwavering belief led to a miraculous victory. So how do we apply what we've heard? In conclusion, let's reflect on the desperation of faith, the power of Jesus to heal, and the call to unwavering belief. Whether we're facing illness, loss, or any form of suffering, let's approach Jesus with bold faith. These scriptures collectively remind us of the pivotal role of faith in our walk with God. Faith pleases God, brings healing, and encourages us to live courageously. Let's cultivate a robust faith, grounded in the assurance of God's promises and His power to transform our lives. As we go forward into this week, let's seek Jesus in our desperation, knowing that He welcomes us with open arms. Let's trust in His power to heal and restore, both physically and spiritually. And let us hold on to unwavering faith, confident in His promises and sovereignty. Let me encourage you to pray for the faith to trust Jesus in every circumstance, believing that He is our healer and the one who brings life from death. May God bless His word to us. Amen.